And as promised, the fair with flair is all set and ready to, well, delight you. And in the studio with me right now, Michelle Blake and Gabby Lyle, representing the fair with flair.
Good morning. With
style and aplomb. Of course, that goes without saying. Nice to have you both in the studio on the morning show.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for having us.
It's earlier than one would like. I know. What do we like to get going?
No, good start.
We get cracking.
So
the fair with flair is a go again, and we were just discussing how it's been a long established tradition that around this time of year, Bolito and Environs comes together in celebration of joy and creativity and fun and supporting enormous good work as well. At the same time, it's an opportunity for everyone to get involved with something that adds huge value. And let's just talk about the fair with flair, because it has been going for an awfully long time. Much longer than you have been.
Definitely, yeah.
72.
What is the history of the Christmas fair for those? Because there's a lot of new folk in Bolito that don't really know, but we'll fill you in. Don't worry, Gabby. Michelle.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. The fair, the Christmas fair fund started 72 years ago, and it was started by ladies, farmers' wives in Stanger, Donal area, because they wanted to raise money for the local nurse. They wanted to buy her a car. And they decided to have a fete. In those days, it was called a fete at the Donal Hall or the Stanger Hall. I'm not sure even now. Yeah. And they baked. They picked beautiful vegetables from their garden. They sewed, they knitted, and they had the most successful fair. And that's how the Christmas Fair Fund started 72 years ago.
And it's been a tradition ever since, and it's grown, but it hasn't ever lost that special quality of people coming together to do something really super. And I think therein lies the rub. Because there are lots of farmers markets and other things around. And that's fine. I was very interested to hear a marketing guru international saying that, you know, these things are farmers markets are successful despite the fact that they are so awful. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way. It's the worst shopping experience in the world. You know, you go to a Woolies or whatever, and it's all organized, and it's, you know, and the till points packed. And it goes like tomorrow. Yeah. But they work because they are experiences, and people love experiences.
Absolutely.
Now that's why those awful things work. Now imagine how much better a well-organized, well-oiled machine like the Christmas fair. And this is why it is so special. This year, I presume it is. Well, tell us about it, Michelle. What can we expect?
Yeah. Well, Dave. Every year, as we do, we obviously try and handpick and select some beautiful traders and vendors, and our focus is on supporting local, not just to our area but South Africa. So South African produced, South African designed, and it's the small traders, the small businesses. Part of our heartbeat, or the heartbeat behind Christmas Fair, and I think when COVID arrived, you know, we all had to have a re-look and a rethink about how we did things. And you know, just coming off the success of what our fair was as a fundraiser, and always appealing to our local businesses for help and support, we decided to change the dynamic and take a big, brave step and say, well, let's approach it as a business. This is a fundraising event, so that is our absolute aim, because we've got beautiful initiatives that we need to support. But let's try and support our local business too.
Yeah. So, and when you changed the ethos to let's do it like as a business, things tend to improve, because instead of hoping that you're going to have volunteers doing whatever, you've definitely got what you need, and therefore the experience is so much improved. The venue this year is yet again the Manor House. The access to the Manor House, I think, it has improved tremendously since
the road is open. It's beautiful.
It's absolutely super straight road,
easy to access. They're busy as we speak with the last little section after the bridge, but it's a beautiful tarred road. It's going to be well signposted. We'll have all our posters up, directional signage off the N2, exit 214. Yeah, so it's part of that process was finding just updating and staying ahead was a new venue.
Yeah.
So Manor House has definitely breathed new life into what we do. It's got a beautiful atmosphere. Our traders love it. Our community love it. So we're very excited.
And for just to recap again, if you've been to the fair with Flair before, you know what to expect. But if you've never, this is the thing. It's not just a trade fair, if you like.
No.
It's an experience where you can actually spend the day indulging.
Definitely.
And there's food and there's drink and there's joy and is there music this year?
Yes, we have a DJ.
Okay.
So we do. So we say we run it like a business, but it's a business. We do have volunteers. All our members that work are volunteers. They don't get paid. But we support local businesses. The heartbeat behind the fair is come shopping and support the fund and the small traders and the small businesses. But come and be inspired. So the inspiration comes with the beautiful and incredible creativity that's delivered by not just our vendors, but we've got an incredible team of local ladies that gather at Caribou and have for the last 5 months making beautiful handmade items for your Christmas table, for your home. Lots to look forward to.
So it is the Christmas fair, and the emphasis is on the fact that it is the festive season rapidly approaching, and there
Absolutely.
Is so much of Christmas to be found at the fair.
Mm.
Not only decor and special Christmassy things, but also gifts. Gifts
yes,
for you.
Gifts.
For you.
Gifts for teachers. It's year end.
Clothes.
You'll find often there's been a bit of a thing about, well, it's all for women, you know, and the men tend to think, what's in it for me? There's stuff for guys as well.
We do, yeah. We've got a few new traders that are doing some lovely stuff for the gents. So there's leather products, there's leather items, there's stuff for the braai, we've got clothes, we've got Dion, we've got Boyki brand, a new lot. So there's definitely stuff for the gents. And
for the little ones, are there things to do?
Yes, we've got a couple of our traders are doing creative activities for the kids, so they're going to be entertained. Really exciting for us this year is on Saturday morning we're doing a park walk, run through Lalela, and Hunt Properties are hosting it for us. So we start at 7:30 on Saturday morning, and anybody who participates in that walk run gets free access to the fair on Saturday. And there are going to be a few coffees up for grabs. So it's a new addition. We're really excited. It's just to promote our area, promote North Coast, and get a new vibe to it. So Saturday's big focus on Family Day. And the bras are going to be going. Our husbands.
And the beer garden.
Yeah. Well, I say our husbands. The gents. Bride. The gents of the Christmas Fair Fund are going to be lighting the fire, and they're going to be some nice buri rolls on sale. But we also have, we've got some fabulous food vendors this year. We're very excited.
That's amazing. Yeah. A question that I was asked to ask by...
Mm.
And it sounds odd,
yeah.
But is it pet friendly? I mean, can people bring their little furry friends along? And yeah,
yes, they can. Yeah.
Oh,
so Saturday, yes, it is Family Day, and Family Day does include our pets, or we say our doggies, as long as they're on a lead and they're friendly. We welcome them.
Now let's just go to the logistics. It's a good idea to book your tickets because
yes. To avoid the queues,
there
really.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go. Simple as that.
Simple as that. Yeah.
And who does? You think about the airport, and if you watch those priority borders with such envy, why didn't I pay an extra couple of bucks? Because you haven't got time to wait in a queue. So there it is.
Absolutely.
And where do you book tickets?
Quicket, under Christmas Fair with Flair. We've got a link.
So that's quicket.com or
.co.za.
Quicket, Quicket. co.za.
Yeah.
The Christmas Fair 2024. Don't book for last year. It'll be a problem.
Yes. No, and the link is correct. We did have an issue with it earlier on, but the link is correct. We also have, we've got creative workshops days. So I know we're doing a big punt on it this week. Please go to our social pages. But the creative workshops on Friday is a glass of champagne on arrival. The ladies are going to get to do a beautiful wreath. With Simply Bliss, the Christmas Fair ladies are doing a little Christmas angel for your tree. They're doing their beautiful tables. And we've got Philly from Phil's Foods that's going to do a showcase of a beautiful Christmas harvest table, which we'll be serving at the fair for the duration too. So you're going to see it set up, and whoever participates in the workshops are actually going to get to experience the preparation. And last one, Gabs is reminding me, we've got Pop and Jay that are going to be doing a screen print of your own personalized wrapping paper, so you can do beautiful gifting this year too.
So exciting. And for those that have been only half listening, when does it all start?
On Thursday. So,
and it runs until
Saturday.
So you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Can you book a sort of season ticket for all 3 days, or is it sort of by day?
Yes, so you can book a ticket for 2 days. It's R100 per person for one ticket. On a 2 day ticket is R120, and a lot of our ladies do come back. You know, the intentional shoppers, they come and have a browse, and it's crazy busy on the first day. Second day they come back and they've got a bit of breathing room and space, and they go, oh yes, we remembered something that we didn't get and we'd like it. And then Saturday we offer family tickets, so family of four for R200, and if you're not participating in the walk in the morning.
So there's so much to do, so much to see, so much to buy, and all of what you're going to experience is authentic in terms of what you're going to discover at the fair with flair, is how well the North Coast turns out and does what they do so well. And you see, my phone is ringing already. Can you believe? So it's happening from Thursday. It's huge excitement. And, well, if you haven't yet been to a fair with flair, are you in for a treat? Of course, if you have been, you know how good it is, and we will see you there. My very special guests, Gabby and Michelle, Thank you so much for joining me in the morning show.
Thank you,
and
you,
we'll see you there.
Can't wait. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
And the morning show.